This episode is sponsored by Technicals Brand. Shout out to the fellas over there for giving us some Boss clothing, isn't it?
Yeah, sounds good.
Get on the top, I've got a nice pink one there. Even a nice green one. And some heavy jackets, and you can get your pants and everything on there. And you can find their Instagram at Technicals Brand.
And you can also go to the website to get some heavy clobber like this at technicalsbrand.com. Nice one again to the boys. It's
yeah,
knocked a few pounds off me. Nice one.
Hello and welcome back to the 10 Pint Podcast. We're here with me, Lucas Normal, and Beefham.
Yes, lad.
And today we've got a very special guest, Chris Longo. How are we, mate?
What's happening? Good, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So we'll go back to the start. Like, how did you sort of first find your love for football and get into football?
First love was actually, well, my cousin's here with me today. When I was a kid, I was maybe about five or something like that, went to St. Edward's College, I think it was, like a summer camp type thing. And then end up going to the Springwood, like Sunday League.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I've loved footy. Loved Michael Owen growing up.
Aren't you in blue, though?
I'm a turncoat, which is sad saying it, do you know what I mean? But, yeah, I used to love Michael Owen, was like my hero growing up.
Yeah.
So I remember my mum telling me in nursery, well, when I was in nursery, like when they do the register and stuff like that, I'd refuse to say, like, who my name was. My name was Michael Owen. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because I used to have, you know, them tellies back in the day when you'd have, like, the videotape and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Have Michael Owen's all goals and just sit there and watch him for hours. But just, he basically loved watching him, and that's why I love footy, because the way he used to fucking score goals and stuff like that. Like, well,
do you like a striker straight away then, because of Michael Owen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, he was my hero, so that sounds like I've got a fascination about Owen. But nah, I've just loved him growing up, and obviously actually supported Liverpool then. And that's how I end up loving footy, to be honest.
Yeah.
So what age did you get picked up then?
Well, that's what I said, like when I went with R. Callum, played for Springwood. There's a team in like Garston or something like that. I don't even know if I'm Eton, but I ended up playing for the Sunday League team in Garston. Forgot what the field's called, but got picked up for Man City Satellite and went there. I think I went there with you. I don't know what they do when we were kids, but it was like an indoor or something, wasn't it? And then I went to Liverpool and Everton at the age of five and ended up choosing Everton. I actually went to Liverpool first, and then when I went to Everton, I signed up in full rig out of Liverpool kid.
Why did you choose Everton over Liverpool?
The coaches like were actually,
yeah,
they were on point, like. And
what year was this, like, around?
Well, I was five, I'm 27 now, so I think that it was Tosh was the coach. I don't know, he's not there no more. Tosh, Eddie Murray and that, they were just, I was a bit of a weird kid growing up, like I used to, like, weigh in confidence and stuff like that, do you know what I mean? So I used to like cry and shit like that. But when I first went to Liverpool, it was Carl Robinson, you know, the manager of Oxford.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the coach.
Was he at NK Dons?
He got me when I was 18 at NK, but he was the coach when I was like a young kid, when we first went on trial at Liverpool. I was crying my eyes, I don't know why, but I'm at Liverpool, and I should love it because I support them, but then went to Everton, and it just basically changed my life, really.
Yeah.
Lost life.
Do you reckon it was better going to Everton? Because you were a bit scared going to Liverpool, because you were a red at that point.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that was sort of why you were crying?
No, I used to cry going to school, and I was just a weird, drop of weird kid, do you know what I mean? Like, antisocial kid, but I think it was like, I went on my own, and I used to go everywhere, like with my cousins at footy and whatever, you know what I mean? Because they're my best mate, but like when I was a kid, I went on my own to Liverpool and Everton, so it was totally different for me. And then Everton, like Tosh and Eddie Murray, they would literally put their arm around me, and it was just totally different to the Liverpool, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What were like your go-to pair of football boots then?
My go-to? I don't know what. When I was, before like, I ended up getting sponsored by Adidas, it was like, when I was a kid, what was I wearing? Total 90s. Merck Mercurial Vapors.
Yeah.
Classics now.
T90s are so everywhere.
T90s, yeah. But Mercurials, because I'll end up loving Thierry Henry. I'd end up loving him when he used to pull his socks over his knees and that.
Yeah.
So I had a few pairs, then Mercs. I used to have, remember the catalogue, the Pro Direct catalogue used to get. Obviously, don't get it no more. But every Christmas, me and him, obviously, we'd be my nans looking at like new boots and that. But yeah, me Mercs are like the best, like.
Yeah, so what was it like getting your pro at Everton then?
Good, like, to be honest, like, from five till I got like my scholar and stuff like that, it changes, you know, when you start like earning money and stuff like that. So when I came out of the academy and went pro, it's just, you see the different side of football, to be honest.
Yeah.
Loved Everton. The academy side was one of my best times in my life in football, but when you start earning money and you sign your pro, don't get me wrong, sign me pro at Everton, I was like, yeah, cracked it, I'm a professional football player and yeah. I play for Everton.
What age is that? Boss.
I think I was 17, 18, something yeah. like that, but I always felt like I was trying to be like a big time cunt, like, but it was like, obviously I got an England schoolboys and I went through all the ages with them, so I thought, I'm not trying to be big time, I thought I would end up getting a pro, yeah. at least if it weren't at Everton, but I ended up getting it, it was boss, hadn't it? It was just obviously my mum's side are all blues. My uncle's he's a massive blues, so I think he was made up. My dad's side are like reds, but it was great. Like,
what sort of players are about then? So like through them age groups. Now you just mentioned England. Do you think you played with everyone up until under 20s? Was it
in England?
Yeah. What sort of like players? No,
I'm fuming off that because literally got to move to Burnley and 21s never came calling. I was fuming like England.
Mad though.
Yeah, I don't know, but. What type of players did they play with?
Yeah.
Through Everton or England?
Just both.
Like my age for England was like Luke Shaw, Jordan Ibe, Isaac Hayden, Adam Webster, he's had a really good career now. I'm just trying to say the people you probably know about, that was my age, but I remember getting picked 2 years above my age. That was for the under 20s World Cup, I think I was only like 17, 18, and I ended up going with the 93s. And like that team was serious. If you look at that team now, like,
what sort of players were in it?
Harry Kane, Eric Dyer, Ross Barkley, Lascelles, John Lundstrom, Ward-Prowse. Literally the whole John Flanagan. Like
they've all made it, haven't they?
Cracked it. Like they've had like serious careers.
Did you reckon Kane was gonna be like them? Was he
I'll
not?
Be, listen, if you look at that team, like that should have cracked it. That should have won that World Cup. Pogba's France won that. I was the youngest in the team, so I don't even think I signed me pro then, and I'm still like there, and they're all been on loan. I think he was at Norwich the season before, on loan, Harry. But to be honest, that was the best lad, one of the best lads all these I've been like England put us in like an all-inclusive hotel like 3 weeks before we went. But like the provisional squad, like when we were going to the World Cup, they like had a certain amount of players, like not like trying to get into that World Cup squad. Now, even like Berahino was in Redmond ended up going with, Redmond went to 21s, but to be honest, that tournament, like I was over the moon. Like I don't know how I got into that, but
what country was it in?
It was in Turkey.
It was
boss like, but then me getting into that was like, I was like, how have I got into this with all these players? And then I think we finished bottom of the group. Literally went out on the group stage with and should have seen the teams we were in it.
Who was the manager for like the under 20s then?
It was Peter Taylor, Chris Ramsey, I'm with QPR. And Hugo Egiog. Remember him?
He's a proper forgotten Premier League baller.
And Stonesy was there, like John Stones. Like the team was incredible.
Everyone just getting boozed on the all inclusive?
There's every story about what went on, do you know what I mean? I'm not saying no names and that, like, it was incredible. It was a boss experience. I shared a room with bloody, like, one of my mates, Lunny, John Lundstrom, and for like a month, just stuck in a hotel room in the Turkey. But I was there for a month. It was a good experience.
Was he at Everton then as well, Lundstrom?
Yeah, so I've grew up, he was at the same in the league as me and our Callum. He was at Springwood, but the year above. He's a year above me, Lunny. And got the same agents and stuff like that. Actually, I went and watched them last night for Rangers, but
yeah.
Yeah, he's a legend, isn't he? Like,
he smashed it, to be fair, hasn't he? Yeah, that goal last season, it was against Leipzig.
Yeah, I was there. That was the best atmosphere I've ever seen in a football ground. Like.
Really, yeah.
That did look proper.
It was sick. I went with one of my other best mates, Dom, and then two of like Lunny's mates, and it was just... I think Dom actually said at half time, imagine if Lunny scores. And then in the space, like, fucking, obviously, whenever... Scored the winner.
Did you go to the final?
I didn't go to the final. I think I was on Aldi with my bird and my kids, so I couldn't go. Well, go to life, but
he needs to come back to Prem for one reason only. He's outstanding for the card. Outstanding for the card.
I remember when he weren't really playing the championship when he got to Sheffield United, was he, when he got promoted?
Yeah.
And then I think he obviously worked his way into the team, and I think he was everyone's favourite fantasy player.
Yeah, he was.
I think he was down as a defender, but he obviously just sent him in and he kept scoring. He scored quite a few goals in obviously that season in the Prem, which obviously got a heavy move to Rangers, isn't it?
Yeah. So going back to Everton, like when you signed your pro and that, like was it a big step up then from sort of like that under 18s, under 23s level to actual pro level? Did you notice the difference?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it was like, obviously it's different, isn't it, when you're like, you're growing up, like when you're like 15, 16, obviously, fucking, you're a moody teenager, and I was a bit of a bell when I was a kid, like, but, no, there was a difference, obviously, because obviously you're earning money and stuff like that, and then you're playing with, like, it's more like, I don't know a word for it, but, I don't know, you're trying to push that first team place, aren't you?
Yeah.
Obviously, never really came with Everton for me, so made the one debut, like, but it wasn't really, it was just a total different, like, feeling everything once I became pro there.
Yeah. Was it less enjoyable, would you say? Because more like,
yeah, pressure. I loved it, because I loved footy growing up, I loved playing for Everton since I was 5 till 16, and then when I became pro, it was just different. You've seen us, boss told me, my manager was Kevin Sheedy, and the assistant was Big Dung Ferguson.
What's he like? Everyone says he's like boss, everyone, no one ever has a bad word to say.
Oh no, legend, to be fair. When I end up moving to Burnley, I still kept in touch with him and stuff like that. He looked after me a lot, Dunk.
Yeah.
I was going through a bit of a bad time, like obviously my man and dad split up, but he put his arm around me, Dunk.
Yeah. Do you reckon he'll be a manager one day?
I hope so.
So now he's left Everton, hasn't he?
Yeah. Hopefully he can resurrect me and get me if he gets to an heavy club or something. But nah, he's a legend, Dunk. Sick man. He was scary though.
Was he,
Did he ever lose his head at you?
No, he liked me, to be fair. But he used to do some heavy shooting sessions, and then he got me on I never used to be into like box sets and series. He got me into watching The Sopranos. It's just
heavy series.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that.
Ah, it's serious. But then I remember being a youth team, like when I was in youth team, and like we'd be in at 8:30 of a morning doing like legs or stuff. And we'd be in the gym, so on the bike he'd walk in. Obviously he's an intimidating presence anyway, and he's massive. I'm obviously like a little skinny kid. And he'd pick up like the heaviest dumbbell in the gym. He'd just bang like 2 out, Look over to us and go, and then just walk back out, lad. He'd be like, sick man, you know what I mean? But nah, he was a legend, didn't he? He's a sick man.
Yeah, am I right in saying that you scored for Everton and friendly against Paddenborough?
Yeah. Thought it cracked it up.
That's good knowledge, that, you know.
Got to be 3-1, didn't we?
Heavy goal, that though.
Yeah,
I was thinking that's me now, do you know what I mean? But yeah, that was a mad. To me, that was me. I was only my second year pro. I literally, the season before, I went on loan to MK in League One. I had an injury, and then I came back and I was like, obviously, I was out of contract in that season, the end of that season. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'll go. End up going pre season with Unzi. Unzi was the Resi manager then. So I went to Austria with the 21s. And done well, and just literally got a phone call saying the first team need another player, do you want to go? So end up going to like, went back to Austria with the first team, went to Thailand, and then went to play that Germany game.
Yeah,
and played well, to be fair. I thought I was doing really well, and then they didn't have a striker. I don't think there was a striker at the time.
I think Lukaku broke his toe or something.
Well, we were trying to he just literally went back to Chelsea, so yeah. But then there was like, I think there was talks of him signing on a perm.
Yeah.
Obviously he was incredible for us, weren't he? Obviously he had done well, and I started, and it was the last pre-season game before the Prem started, so I was like, I'm starting up front here, heavy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shitting myself, like. And the team was decent, who they put out, so I was like, heavy.
Who was in the team?
I think it was like, Hibbo, Pina, Baines, Distan, Tim Howard, obviously Ross, Nasey, McGeady, and Bralcaraz. He was there, and I don't know if I'd obviate, you know what I mean? It was a good team, and then literally end up, I had the goal, was heavy, and he just got that off.
We'll put it on a clip.
End up scoring that, and I was like, heavy. I was like, Everton fans are in the corner, and my sister's fella is a massive blue, biggest blue I've ever, like I know. And I asked this Paul, was there to witness it, and remember just after the game, I know we got beaten that, but I was just like, that's a heavy goal. I was like,
did you reckon you'd be in like?
I thought, no, I'll be honest, after that, I thought, cracked it.
Yeah.
Thought I'd be coming the next day and he'd offer me like a new deal and that.
Yeah.
And then, fucking Samuel Eto'o pulled up the day after, and I'm back with the 21.
That's so heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, I was wounded, yo.
It must just be like seeing Eto'o pulling some.
Yo, that must have fell off there. Yeah. Why is he even here?
But I thought, you know what? He must be testing me, and he must be testing me. This like Martinez. Don't get me wrong. I didn't think I'd be starting in the Premier League playing Leicester. That like the first pre-season. I thought I'm worthy of a bench or something.
Yeah.
And just didn't work out like that. I was back at the 21 still. I made my debut in that dead rubber Europa League game. That's what. Basically nailed in the coffin for me leaving Everton, to be honest.
Yeah, who was that Europa League game against?
Some Russian team, yeah. I think quite a few of us made our debut that in that game, like Lego, Kedal.
Yeah.
Krasnodar, that's who it was.
Geffen, yeah. Krasnodar. That's what I mean. And I thought I've been at Everton since I was 5 and I was 19.
Yeah.
Thought it'd be like one of the best feelings in the world, but as an Everton fan, I was an Everton fan then, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought it weren't. That pre-season goal was my best feeling I've ever had for Everton, or like the cups we won, or like going on tour and stuff with like Tosh, like Eddie Murray and Mike Dick. Don't get me wrong, the people at the academy back then, the academy was incredible.
Yeah.
But loads of like people who went through like Sheeds, Neil Jusnip, Mike Dickinson, still speak to Mike now and that. An incredible academy. I don't know what it's like now, but yeah, that.
Why wasn't that feeling so good though? Because you'd think like that you're in a European game there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like, why do you reckon that was a bit?
It was like a bit of a dead rubber, and then I think, I don't know, Kone started and I knew I was better than Kone, you know what I mean? There was players in that first team I knew I was better than, and even though I was 19 I knew.
Yeah.
Even to this day now, there's players in that who have played it in the Premier who I think I'm better than. Well, it is what it is because of my attitude or whatever, but it just didn't feel as good.
Yeah.
I don't even think my mark came that game. Did you come that game? Me and Margo? I don't know, that doesn't mean it's not like...
Yeah.
When I like play for Brentford, when I'm on loan there, that was a better feeling.
Yeah.
Which is sad, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that probably was part and parcel why I left.
So like, what was it like leaving Everton then? Like, what was the process of that? Was it just, did it happen quickly, or were you like looking for a club for a while?
So I remember I went on loan to the Championship after I made my debut. They were trying to send me to Portsmouth for League 2 and I was like, nah. I said like, no, for the fact I'm better than that. So I'd done a good pre-season, maybe debut, was like, and then my agent came up to me. Informed me, was like, Brentford. I went, but you have to wake away in the team.
Yeah.
Then Hundy was trying to find me to fucking Portsmouth. I was like, nah. He went like, they don't want you. And I was like, I'm signed. So I ended up signing for Brentford. I had to wake my way into the team.
League of Day in? Championship?
Championship, yeah. Wake my way into the team, end up scoring against Bournemouth. And then I got my first start, and Callum actually came up.
Yeah.
Scored two in my first start against Huddersfield, and then I was just like, yeah, fine, now I can score goals in this league, still now I can. And at the end of the season, I was out of contract, I was 20. I ended up having a few offers, it was like decent clubs as well, and Everton offered me a 3-year deal as well, but out of all the deals financially, Everton's was actually the lowest.
That's mad, that. You weren't expecting
that. And I thought, they're taking the piss a bit there. There was players out there where they've been all alone and they're older than me. And they probably, I know it's not about money, but at the end of the day, it's a short career, do you know what I mean? So, but it was the team I loved, and I thought it was quite disrespectful in a sense, do you know what I mean? I've gave them my life, basically, and I've worked hard for them, loved them.
Everton tend to do that loads, don't like, someone won't be playing, or not even in the first team.
Yeah.
And they'll give them a 4-year deal.
Pisses
at like 19, so you're 23, 24 by the time you finished.
Yeah, but they gave me like a 3-year deal, and it was like, just felt like, just, I don't know, it just didn't feel right. So then I ended up going to signing for Burnley and that, which was, ended up being financially, it was really good, but it was fucking,
wasn't it? Who's the manager there?
Dyche.
What was he like? He comes across like a polarising character, like your dad, love him or hate him.
I didn't get on with him, to be fair. He was, don't get me wrong, I got promoted my first season, which was really good, but
yeah,
I don't like to say bad words about anyone, but to be honest, I thought he was quite disrespectful and didn't really give me a proper chance. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't great.
Yeah,
I've started against Cardiff and had a bad game, but normally when you have a bad game on the bench next game, lad, he fucked me off after that.
Yeah,
so it was a bit heavy, and then I'd play for like, I missed that pre-season as well because Everton had to go to a tribunal because they offered me a deal.
Yeah,
because I was under 24, it like took ages, and because I played for Brentford, lad, it was just all mad shit where I ended up signing, but it was, I don't know, it just felt like I didn't really get a proper chance at Burnley and that, but I can see why they fucked me off.
I can't imagine Dyche being good for like strikers. He's a very defensive manager.
But that's what I mean, like my agent actually sat down and was like, well, he's brought Danny Ings through, he's brought Charlie Austin. So he's proven to bring like good young English strikers, and I thought, sound, crack on, championship. They've just been relegated from the Prem. I thought, I'll score goals in that league, 1,000,000%. But then didn't really work out like that, do you know what I mean? But this is what it is, everything happens.
You win the championship,
Yeah, we won that. I think I played like 11 times that year, but only once. I still obviously had an input in playing, decent, got a medal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just, it's a bit wounded because it was a boss club, proper best dressing room I've ever been in my life, to be fair.
What players were in the dressing room there?
Joey Barton.
What's he like?
Don't get me wrong, he was one of my heroes growing up as well. He was my Facebook password on my Facebook. I idolised him, but for the wrong reasons. That's probably why my attitude was bad when I was a kid, but I ended up car schooling with Joey for like nearly 2 years. It was, his boss, he's driving in every day. He's one of my heroes. Don't know why, just was mad learning.
He's good footballer though, everyone just goes straight to the controversy, don't he? But he was like.
That team, when I went to Burnley, it was an old squad, so I was like, I was the youngest by a distance early, and that changes.
Yeah.
Andre Gray, when he signed, he was like the next young lad.
Yeah.
And then, but it was quite an old team, and obviously I'm experiencing like proper men's.
Was Tarkowski not there then?
Tarkowski was there,
Oh, was he? Yeah,
I still speak to Tarkowski, and Keane, Michael Keane, George Boyd, Scotty Arf. It was a proper team. They terrorised that league that year. It was too strong for everyone, but Joey was mad. Like, I used to car school with him, literally used to get home every day at like 6 and 7 o'clock though. He ate used to just chill and speak to the chef, having a coffee. And obviously, I'm only a young 20-year-old kid, so I didn't want to go, Joey, can we go now? Do you know what I mean? But he used to take the piss going home. That was sick.
Did you ever have any fights in training or anything? Or was he all right?
He was heavy at Burnley, playing wise. He was a joke. No, what I didn't know though, he had loads of tattoos, lad.
Did he?
Yeah.
I can't imagine him having tattoos either.
Nah, he has though. He's got a proper dodgy one on his foot and that.
Is that before he went to Marseille or after?
I asked him about that Marseille thing, remember that Marseille thing?
The press conference thing?
He can speak French though. I remember being in the car once and some fella from France phoned him and he spoke a bit of French but he's just a fucking legend.
What tunes does he have on the car?
He's into his bands and that, isn't he?
Oh, is he,
yeah? But he listens to a few podcasts and that, so if you got him on a debate, it was just his way. I can never have him, but you know what I mean? But he was a sick guy,
Is he a manager now?
Well, yeah, so that's the thing. When Burnley fucked me off, he phoned me on my last year and was like, lad, I'm becoming a manager. So he'll try and resurrect my career, he was saying. Yeah. So we signed for Fleetwood and he took me to Fleetwood. And then I fell out with him in the space of 2 months. I was training with the kids. Yeah, mad, innit? So I was a player with Joey and then next minute I fell out with Joey and he's the manager and I don't speak to him and that no more. So I do speak to him. He dropped me a text when I went to Blackpool and that, but just sad, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but different dynamic that though, isn't it, from being players together?
Yeah,
you're in it together then, but then if he's in charge of you, if you don't his decision, it's a bit fractured then, innit?
Yeah, that's what I mean, but it's different, innit? Obviously, I was shit though when I went there. My head was up my ass, literally. I got released from Burnley. I've never had rejection in footy in my whole entire life, apart from when Burnley fucked me off, so I couldn't really deal with it, to be honest.
Is there much help from Burnley when they release you to sort of make sure your head's all right and that?
How did you find out as well?
How did I find out of my agent? Well, I knew it was anyway, because I think if they took the option up of another year, I was on a lot more money than what I was on, and they stayed in the Prem, so I thought I probably won't be staying anyway, because I was at Northampton on loan for the full season the year before in League One, and I think I only scored 9 goals, but obviously I knew that they weren't going to take it up because it would have been daft. But they actually didn't tell me, it was my agent phoned me in my house. It was they're not renewing, which we knew. He was which we know. I was it's sound.
Yeah.
When Dice will phone you, I'm still waiting for that phone call now, do you know what I mean? So that's why it's disrespectful, I think, do you know what I mean?
See, I don't think that's right, mate. They should really speak to you face to face and at least give you that respect.
That's what I mean. I missed pre-season with Burnley, so I missed it when I first signed for them. And I made my debut, and we actually played MK Dons, and we think we won 3-1, and nearly set a goal up when it came on for 10-15 minutes. Lad, the whole team thought that was about me.
Yeah.
Saying I didn't run hard, I didn't get blood in my lungs. I was looking at him what the fuck's going on about? Remember walking into the changes, after that game, we've just won, I was buzzing, made my debut, do you know what I mean? Nice, crack on now.
Mm.
I think it was like Gillo and Joey. Joey was just getting fit and he was just like, lad, keep your head in there. I was like, so you can keep my head. He's like, just don't say anything back. So I was like, what is he going on about? Next minute, lad, fucking, could you imagine Dice red and face just like, he, lad, he was cutting me off and I was like, well, it's 1-3-1. Didn't say anything back to him, shit myself, like.
Yeah.
Nah. But then, like, the game after we played Rotherham, came on for 5 minutes, lad, literally, I won a flick on, and then the ref blew his whistle, we won. Outstanding today. So I don't know if he was like,
like, trying to see how you'd react.
Reaction, you know what I mean? But, lad, I'm a scouts kid, you know what I mean? So, like, it is what it is, but, like, I'm not, like, a dickhead in the same spot, then. Yeah, it is what it is, but, yeah.
It does seem harsh, that, like, especially yeah, like, being released. Like, in any other job, you'd be told to your face, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so, that's what I mean, after the year we got promoted, I was there for another 2 years, and then went to Fleetwood, and, yeah, that one never really worked out, like.
Yeah.
It's been up and down since, like, basically left Everton, really.
Yeah. So, do you know when you were at Northampton, did you say you scored 9 goals there?
Yeah, not good, that. They got relegated that season.
Oh, did they? I was just going to say, was there not, like, sort of a thought of staying there, maybe, because you were scoring there, or...?
Well, nah, the season before that, I went on loan. So, the season we got promoted with Burnley, I went on loan to Fleetwood for 6 months, and then went to Bolton for 6 months, doing League One. And I got promoted with Bolton that season. And then went back to Burnley, done the season, and went to Northampton. So, I'm not going to, like, be big time, but I thought I'm better than Northampton. Yeah. I think I'm better than Fleetwood than that.
Why did you not stay at Bolton? Did you not just not offer you a contract? Or?
No, that was on loan.
Oh,
yeah.
Was there no like option to then stay there?
No, I think there was talks of me going back on loan, but it never materialised. Like that was when they weren't really getting paid in there anyway. I remember walking in, like playing for Bolton, my first like week. It was like paid. I signed like, I think it was like the end of Jan.
Yeah.
And walking in the canteen. Like, and then fucking big David Wheaters fucking went to me, I like lad, he said, did you get paid yesterday? I was like, yeah lad, because obviously I'm on loan, so Bernie's still paying me though.
Yeah.
So, yeah lad, he went, we fucking never. So I was like, oh, heavy, do you know what I mean?
That must be absolutely mad atmosphere, that though, to be
in. Well, you mustn't want to train in that, just wouldn't, would you?
That's what I mean, but boss club that though. I was only there for 6 months and I was sick, like.
Yeah, they sort of, are they out of that financial like difficulty now?
Proper club, Bolton, innit? They've been a Premier
League. Yeah, they were a big club, weren't they? Especially when Allardyce was there, with like Ivan Campo and all players like
proper
that.
Proper players, yeah. That's what I mean, the Cotchie, yeah. That was like when I used to my Prem sticker book and that. Bolton was sick, Stelios. But nah, it was a stadium and that's proper, innit?
Yeah.
But it's just a shame what's happened to them because they shouldn't be where they are. Only like Sunderland and that now.
Do you like them loans? Are they sort of, do you feel part of that club still?
I did at Brentford.
Yeah.
Fleetwood have started off really well, loved it, but then just ended up being a little big time Charlie in the end and fell out with Uwe Rosler. But I was young, 21. Like, I wish I had the head I've got on now.
Yeah.
Say it all the time that, like, wish I had the head I've got now. Signing for Burnley, you know what I mean? Because I know I would have cracked it all on, you know what I mean? Since having my kids, but that's part and parcel of life, innit? You live and you learn, don't you? So. Experienced a lot in footy. I'm 27 now, but just been a bit mad. Scotland went to Scotland then after Blackpool.
What was the standard up there, like Scotland? Everyone always talks about like Hobart, Rangers, Celtic and whatever, be good in the Premier League. Like, would you compare that to like League One or League Two or
maddest league ever? Like you can be playing Hamilton, who's probably like no disrespect to them, but they were like League Two standard, then you're gonna go and play like a Hart and Hibs who were like lower championship.
Yeah.
Killy like League One, and then you've got Rangers and Celtic who are like really good, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now it's weirdly, I loved it though. I love the way we lived. I moved, literally just had the baby and stuff. I needed to get me focus on my footy and literally just left my house and everything, moved up with Chloe and the baby. That was one of my best times in footy I've had that.
Yeah.
And then COVID fucking.
Is that why you left there, was it?
No, so I done really well last season. I think my first season, I think I was on 11 goals and we were third as well. So Motherwell third, it was like doing really well. And I was flying, I was scoring, I was playing well. Best footy I've been playing in a while. And that COVID it. Fuming.
It's heavy that life.
So I remember being back in Liverpool, went back and I was praying that the league, you know, continued because some of the leagues actually continued, didn't they?
Some were cancelled, didn't they?
So I was praying that continued, but it never because I knew I would have finished on about 15 to 18 goals. That would have been a good return from like obviously getting that bad season with Burnley, Fleetwood, Blackpool. Do you know what I mean? So, well, it is what it is, isn't it?
What was that like being a footballer, like, in COVID then? Because, like, were you released then from Motherwell or?
No, I was still, so March COVID it went, didn't it?
Yeah.
So I was still getting paid off from Motherwell.
Yeah.
Stuck in my house. It was good, great being home, seeing all my family in there. Mm. Spending time with just Chloe and the baby, it was really good. But
you're still training and stuff?
No, because I'm in Liverpool, aren't I? And obviously my club's in Scotland, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was mad like. It's a weird time of everyone's life,
yeah, it was, man. Did you play at Ibrox or like Celtic Park?
Yeah.
What was that? What was the better atmosphere, would you say?
Well, I played at Ibrox in pre-season with Burnley anyway, so I witnessed, like, I've experienced that before. But I don't know what the atmosphere, I don't know. Rangers fans remind me of Evan. Just get on the team's back when they're not playing well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like acid a bit, but the proper fans, you know what I mean? Celtic and Rangers, I went to an old firm, like Flannel used to get me tickets all the time, my first year.
Yeah.
And Scotty Arfield had a box, so me and Chloe, he'd always invite me and Chloe and the baby to just go and watch like European nights and that. So used to go to Ibrox quite a bit. And it's just incredible, it's different, isn't it? People slag Scottish footy off sometimes, don't they? But them two clubs are just different. Incredible, like,
it's mad, isn't it, the way how big they are, considering there's only really them two that compete, innit?
Yeah lad, I nearly signed for Rangers. No one, obviously Everton offered me that 3-year deal.
Yeah,
Rangers won the clubs because Mark Warburton was the manager of Brentford.
Yeah
I was on loan at Brentford and Mark Warburton left that season and went, became the manager of Rangers.
Yeah
lad, they offered me a 4-year deal to go there, but I chose Burnley instead.
Do you regret not going?
We'll continue. I imagine being a hero at Rangers, lad. But that was it.
You'd probably win stuff at Rangers too, wouldn't you?
Well, that's what I mean. But they were in the Scottish Champ, that was when they were coming back up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember my agent actually saying, because David Weir was the assistant manager.
Mm.
I ended up playing, I remember Peas, I remember, that's what we called them, Peas. Peas and gravy, Davey. But Davey, he ended up saying, just come and have a look at the training ground, come look at the stadium. My agent was like, listen, no, because you'll go up there and you won't want to come back. No, because the stadium's incredible and the stature of that club. So that's why I ended up and going to Burnley and that.
Mm. Do you know Ibrox, is that sort of similar stadium to Goodison?
Yeah.
Like this, I don't even know what they're called.
I know, but like blue X's.
Yeah,
what's on the Bullens?
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
what deaf wooden seats too.
Someone said that, someone something to do with like the good, someone built it. I don't think the same person built it though, but it does remind you, it's got a feel of Goodison, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nah, it is sick there.
I'd love to go to an old firm derby one day, mate. Yeah,
toxic, like.
Is it? Yeah.
But I went Ibrox and Celtic won at Ibrox, so I think that's probably why it was toxic, John. You know what I mean? But no, it was a boss experience living there, like.
Do you know when, like, talking about atmospheres like that, hostile, like, do you know when you're on the pitch and someone shouts something at you? Can you hear it? Do you ever think, like, to react to it?
Yeah, you do hear it. Yeah. Especially up there, they don't give a fuck.
What's the funniest thing been shouted at you?
I don't think God knows, you know. Just get slagged off all the time. Just obviously the dodgy ones when you just get your fucking shit in that, but just laugh them off, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they say anything, I'd probably do a cant now if someone said something about my kids, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nah, they're just fickle fans, aren't they, when they say stuff. You know what, when you play lower league, because there's not that many fans, you're always here, the odd person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can hear like them clear as day. Where I think obviously like the Prem teams, the full stadium, so probably just don't even see anything, do you know what I mean? Like hear anything, because it's that loud. But them lower league, because there's not that many fans, you can properly hear what people say to you, like.
Yeah.
Not a fit of switch, you know, lower league and that, like, my alpha that goes to watch, like, Bootle Bucks, and all, that's, like, well lower, right?
Yeah.
But that's, like, I went to a match once, right, and I think it's City Liverpool or something like that, and it's the only place I've only ever heard someone shout, 6 second rule, dickhead, to the goal.
Shut up.
Have you ever heard anyone shout that? 6 second rule? Is that rule ever been
never
given? You know what I mean?
Keepers hold on to it for ages.
Yeah.
Does it exist, does it?
No, it doesn't. Who's the best player that you've played against and with?
Tough that, you know, because obviously it could be like, because obviously that World Cup team, some of the lads have had careers which is like a, like proper serious careers, you know what I mean, and still are now. It's tough on that though, you know, like I played against Pogba when I was a kid at Everton, I'm like Rezzy's all the time. And I was like 2 years older than me and that, but he was used to watch him and just like, wow, he's a serious player. But first at Everton, Pienaar was just, he was serious.
Yeah, Pienaar and Baines.
Loved, like, yeah, he was. That's why I loved their 50s, because when he stopped them dreadlocks and he played their 50s, he was serious. Pienaar, wasn't he? But Pienaar and Baines, yeah. But Pienaar was a joke, like, he was heavy in training. Because I didn't really, obviously, I haven't played once for the first team and wasn't with the like full thingy, but when I wasn't saying Pienaar was a joke. Ross was a joke.
Yeah.
Just like, for how big he is, you wouldn't think, like, technically he's serious. Yeah.
When he come through, I thought he, we always thought about this, don't we? I thought he was going to be like a Gerrard type thing or anything. Yeah. But just hasn't, like, but he went to Chelsea, didn't he? Is that Nice, isn't he, now?
Yeah. I would have took him back, mate, after Chelsea, but
I think it's just the way he left, isn't it? But
yeah, that's what I mean.
Can imagine his first bad pass after
that's
the
what I mean,
ground and explode.
That's what's mad though, like Echo and him. No, we had that, no, we'd like
the LFAO as well, man.
LFAO, yeah, we had a team and me and
McCarthy and Barry in midfield are heavy as
and
well.
You look now and you're like, what?
Oh no.
So that's what I mean, like last season was painful, weren't it? I took our dude, because I want our dude to be an Evertonian.
Yeah.
So I took my son to the the Bournemouth game last year. I thought, you know, when I'm gonna take him to a game with a no, we're gonna slap a team. And yeah, I don't think we scored a goal in the first half.
2-0,
and then he got bored, then he was too cold, and then we did score, and then he's just like that. But at the minute, he's saying one day he supports Liverpool, which obviously my sister's fella won't be too happy about, and his little cousins will be fuming about. But the next day, he supports Everton. So Adam's not gonna pressure him to be a footballer or not like that. I'd love him to be, but let him decide who he wants to support.
Yeah.
It's gonna be one of them pressurised dads, because my dad and my mum never portrayed me to be like Liverpool Everton, do you know what I mean? Because they weren't even a football family.
Yeah.
But yeah, my uncle Phil will be fuming now that I'm saying Liverpool or Everton. But nah,
might support Everton because you play for Everton. Show him that goal.
Yeah, I'll show him that goal. It'll be made up. But that's what I mean. Like, that's why I want to get back to playing at like a high level where I know like I should be.
Yeah.
Because then nothing better than imagine him watching like his arm man.
Yeah.
Like netting a few in like six stadiums, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a crew at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it like going with that?
Well, it was my decision to I could have stayed at Motherwell, but I end up getting homesick a bit. I don't know why. Probably don't know, a lot of stuff happened in the second year in Motherwell, so I decided to move back home, and I told my agent, listen, if I'm going back to League One, I want to stay in my house, because I didn't live in my house for nearly 2 years. So crew with the team who came in for me, and they done well last season. The season before I signed, he created like the most chances, so I was like, do you know what, I've never been to a team in League One apart from MK Dons, where it's just total soccer, and crew are known for just playing soccer, do you know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, I'll go there and I'll net a few, and everyone will be like, oh, how long he's back, do you know what I mean? He's been in Scotland for a few, he's done all right in Scotland, but first year, it was just a bit of a circus last year, but personally, I done well. I missed a lot of games due to COVID.
Did you get player of the year?
I played, at double figures. I think we played, like, started like 20 odd times, scored 10 goals in the league, so personally, it was a good season for me, but the team, what team wise, it wasn't great. So I thought this year, like, obviously I've never played in League Two in my life, I think I'll be bang at it.
Yeah.
I've had the most unfortunate injury I've ever had in my whole entire career. Been out since the second week of pre-season.
What happened?
I had a shot. We played Nantwich, because Nantwich is like close to crew. I had a shot against Nantwich, played 45 lad and carried on with it. Ended up having a grade 2 tear, and it's just, I've been rushed back. It's been a bit of a mad situation at the club, to be honest, because fucking like they named me vice captain and everything, so I thought I'd be bang at it this year, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I haven't kicked the ball since Lincoln in League One last year, basically.
When do you think he'll be back?
Next, I'll be starting November, I think. So get me on first goal scorer line when I'm back. But nah, yeah, I miss it. Proper miss playing footy, do you know what I mean? That's why when I watched Lonnie last night, which gave me goosebumps watching him play against Liverpool, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, need to get back to playing footy, just miss it.
What's it like the rehab? Because, is it not much, actually, with a football?
Yeah.
I've
been in a boot. I got out of a boot 3 days ago, so I've been having a big space boot on for, probably about a month. So the club have been good with me, to be fair. I've been stuck in that gym for nearly since July. Have you ever heard the ski egg?
Yeah.
I had my hands, I butchered off it with my hands. So I'm a beast now, do you know what I mean? But now, literally, just that's what it means, getting fit, upper bodies and that, because I'm in a boot, so my leg went a bit skinny. But club let me go on Aldi last week, so I took the kids, went away, just went to Spain, went to Lakes as well the other week. Probably not what the fans want to be hearing, like the crew fans, but I needed, obviously it's good for my mentality, because my head's been up the wall because I'm not playing football. Yeah. My life resolves around football.
Is that the worst injury you've ever had?
That's not even a bad injury, that's the thing, that's why my head's been a bit thingy. Like, I've had hernias and I've had like tears in me, like I've had a hematoma in my leg and stuff like that, but this has been like a preventable injury, you know what I mean? I should have been back in 6 weeks, lad, it's nearly 4 months now.
Yeah.
So, I think they've tried to rush me back a bit too soon, like on 3 occasions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nah, if I've done it all properly now, so it should be sweet.
By rushing your back, do you mean like have they thrown you in on the bench or the like?
I don't want to throw them under, do you know what I mean? So, yeah. But nah, it's been a bit mad, like, but once I'm back, I'll get them like promoted, so it'll be sweet.
Fans will keep complaining then.
That's what I mean, but like obviously the club's not like a really, the fact like fan base isn't massive, like, but yeah, get messages all the time saying like, I need you back. I'm like, yeah, I want to be back myself, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nah, yeah.
Do you have any superstitions before you play or anything?
Yeah, I'd say my granddad. I never met my granddad, like man, my cousin's granddad. I never met him. He was a big blue. He comes everywhere with me, lad. Got like a little thing what my nan gave me.
Yeah.
Like a little prayer thing. I don't pray, but like he just, I have to stick him in my pocket.
Yeah.
Just know he's there, you know what I mean? Like watching me and that. So that's like my superstition, like being that part of like my granddad. Obviously, I've never met him.
Yeah.
So that's like a superstition. I have to kiss, I have my wash bags with my two kids on, so I have to kiss that, and my bird, so I have to kiss that 3 times before I walk out and that. Oh yeah. Yeah, my bird will be made off now.
Be in the good books.
Yeah, yeah. But
what's your pre-match meal?
Of a morning.
Like before a match, yeah.
The night before, it's like salmon, sweet potato mash, and veg, but I'll add a little beetroot, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to have like at least a beetroot ball, lad, from Sainsbury's. Weird, that, innit?
Just one ball?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Superfood, innit? And someone said it's good for your blood. So, lad, as well. That's like the night before. That's if I'm in my house, not like if we've travelled away. And then a standard Saturday morning, I'd wake up at like, set me alarm for 10 o'clock. So routine now. Go downstairs, bang soccer AM on. Watch a bit of that. Make me scrambled egg, beans on toast. Have a Weetabix with some fruit, go and get a shower, and then fly the game.
Does anyone else like have a weird, like, pre-match? Does anyone get a Mackey's or anything that you know? Like before the match or anything?
Oh, what there probably is, but yeah, it's probably because I'm on the situation, like, trying to think. Yeah. But there is some mad people, to be fair, superstition. Dice used to walk, used to count his steps away on away games. He used to walk from touchline to touchline and counter steps to, and then width to width. Yeah, for steps. But Tom Eaton done that, the skip as well. Tom Eaton was the captain and he done that. Counter step. It's just like,
how would you even start that?
Because he knew how big, how many steps Turf Moor was. Yeah. Turf Moor. he knew how big Turf Moor was.
Yeah.
So then if we play like Wolves or whatever, you'd go and measure them and then you'd go like, this is a bit shorter than ours or this or whatever. Bit weird.
Oh, so we do it at every ground?
Yeah.
That's a mad one.
Away, yeah. Joe, I used to watch Joey because obviously he was me, you know, and lad, I used to, when I was like on the bench or whatever at Burnie the first year, I used to sit next to Joey and he used to have this, like, he used to bang his headphones on and lad, he just got in the zone. I've never seen a player get in the zone as much as him. Yeah, people, and that's snuzz, shit like that.
What is that?
I don't know. Well, to be honest, that's like, it's like a footballer's thing, innit? It's like a tobacco type thing.
What is it like? Is it like simulator?
Like a Scandinavian thing. No, it's not enhancing, it's not like a drug and that. It's just like a.
Yeah, is it like having a coffee?
In a sense. Yeah, but. Yeah, it's not me, that. You know what I mean?
I always see it on like TikTok and that. And it's like stale and it's been caught because his lip's like big.
Yeah, it's not like illegal and that. I don't know what it is. It's just, it's some like, I think like, it's like a Scandinavian, like Norwegians, like Swedish people and that. They like have it a bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, not me, that.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah, probably weird. Loads of the, like the Prem boys and that, they don't you always see them. So I mean, you ever see them with the one on the top lip? It's like, That's another thing.
There's something last year, like Holgate, like it was in COVID actually, like sniffing something, weren't they? Do you know, in Holgate? The tunnel?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll be the salts. You get these proper strong thingy salts, like they're rough, you know.
What perfect
arrow.
More so
obviously, before a game, you get, okay, whatever, somebody don't get nervous, and you get a mad feeling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. So that just zaps you in a sense, and when you have these salts, lad, it's like, that burns all of you.
Yeah.
That's just a natural thing.
Where can you get them from?
To be fair, one of the lads I crewed the other week, he got them off Amazon, yeah. And, lad, they were the strongest ones I've ever had in my life, and he had them last year, lad, they literally burnt, you could just feel your brain, mad, you know, just literally just salts and you just sniff.
You never were allowed to do that.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, it's just, like, they perk it up the proper, like, it's natural, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're mad, them, like.
Do you get drug tested, like, as a footballer?
Yeah.
Do you, yeah?
Yeah, mad, like, you get drug tested a lot, I've been drug tested loads, yeah.
Mad that, like, isn't it? Because, like, I was listening to something today, like, apparently boxers or some of them, like, don't even get tested.
Yeah, I'm fuming. Yeah. I had a ticket for that Eubank Ben fight. I'm fuming.
Oh, that's heavy, like.
It's the maddest thing ever,
isn't it? I like Conor Ben as well. I'm fuming.
Still, yeah, like, he has done.
I didn't like Eubank, but now he's came out of, like, sound. I don't mind him, but, like, Ben was, like, wanting him to do. I had a bet with that guy, to be fair. He had Eubank.
I would have thought Eubank would have been, to be fair.
But and then now he's in drug seat, so now I'm thinking to myself, has he been at that for the past couple of fights? Because he looked really good, kind of Ben Annie, but
yeah.
I still like him, me, like, but just a shame, really, innit?
It's just.
Because I wanted to go to London and watch that fight.
The build up to it was immense as well, weren't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. It was good, like.
Yeah.
Be boss, I think Liam Smith would do.
Like, yeah.
I hope. I don't. It'll be a bigger venue, that surely. You have to back the scouts, the fellow scouts, like, haven't you? So
yeah.
Loving to beat Eubank.
Yeah, it'd be sick, wouldn't it? We went to the Fowler one, didn't we? That was a mad night.
Who did you want to win?
Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
There's just straighteners everywhere, yeah. In the crowd.
In the crowd, was
like,
it?
Round three, there's just like a fucking 20-man brawl.
You end up just getting distracted from the fight itself and just watching that, and you've paid your money to go and thingy. That's what happened. We went to UFC to watch, like, our mate fight in the UFC did the week, and like the first time we went in London, there was nothing. I was like, to Callum, lad, I'm getting wrong. This UFC is different, because when you go to the Echo and that, there's always fighting and that. Lad, two fights happened and he was robbed by us, and I was like, oh, he was wounded. But I think it's just like, just full of lads getting off, like, drinking, aren't they? And then everyone thinks they're dead hard, so God knows, just fucking enjoy your time, watch the fight, don't you?
If you weren't a footballer, what do you reckon you'd do? What'd you be doing?
Be a footballer, no matter what. But nah, my dad had his own business, so probably something to do with that, or I don't know. Me and Callum grew up playing footy, so I've always wanted to be a footballer. I wanted to be like Michael Owen, didn't I? But
yeah,
obviously my career's not like what he's had, but that's always been my dream, and obviously I've made a living out of it so far, and I'll just hopefully carry on doing what I'm doing.
Have you ever seen a player do something like mad insane, like pick it out top bins from like the halfway line? It's been like, wow.
Yeah, there's been like the best player of, well, I've said the best player, but I remember being insane once, and there's been like three players who've really stuck out, and it's always been on international duty.
Yeah.
And but when I went away with the 18s and no one heard of Jacob and Josh Murphy, the two twins, they came away the first time, and everyone was like, who were these? Because they didn't come to the trials when we were 15, like, who were these and that? And then, lad, they were just scoring bangers, lad, and everyone was like, wow, they're heavy, do you know what I mean? And then, obviously, they've had really good careers, like, now. They were my age, and I remember watching Nathan Redmond, and I've never seen anyone that sharp in my life. But he's older than me. When I went to trials, lad, he was just sharp as anything, like. Seen some mad things as well, like, in footy, but just funny, innit? Just lads, innit? Just sick.
Well, do you know, like, Kane? Everyone makes out like he's dead boring. Like, what was he like? Or, like, do you know that England squad who was, like, sort of, who had the biggest personalities in that dressing room type thing?
Five scousers went.
Really?
Was,
yeah.
Like, there was me. There was five lads from Everton, two lads from Liverpool. Two lads from Liverpool? Or one lad? Oh, yeah, two lads from Liverpool. So I was just chilling with, like, the scousers of the youngest, so I think they all looked after me. But, it was Stonesy, Garbs, me, Ross, Lunny, and then Cody and Flano. Like, Flano was a character. Still speak to Flano now, he's legend.
Where,
like,
is he now?
I think he was in, you know what, crew want him to come in and train, so we need to hurry up and come in, you know what I mean? But yeah. I don't know what's going on, he was in, I think he was at Dan Jagger's team last week, ain't he? Daniel Agger was in wherever he's from, like Denmark.
In Denmark, is it?
I think so, yeah. But no, he's hilarious.
Have you ever had any like offers from abroad? Apart from Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland. I remember when I got fucked off from Burnley, Adam Lafranza messaged me and he was at Sydney in Australia and he was asking me would I go on loan and that day. That never really materialised, but that's the only thing I've ever like.
Yeah, it's a big commitment that, like, isn't it? Moving to the other side of the world.
Yeah, don't be wrong, I get these dodgy Polish agents all the time messaging me, to DM me.
Yeah.
And I had to tell my agent about one the other week and it was actually a concrete offer, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just a dodgy, you know what I mean?
Like to go to a Polish club?
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't imagine me eating like all mad Polish food and that. My bird would be female living in Poland. No disrespect to Poland, but do you know what I mean? But nah, I would, because their fans are serious, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think, did the Rangers ever play League of Warsaw? I'm sure I went to that, like a game like that.
I feel like they have.
And the dad,
or like Poznan or someone like that.
And there was a keeper who used to play for Celtic and he was in the away end.
Ah, to Boric.
Yeah. Scored against him when he was at Bournemouth.
He had murder with the Rangers fans 3 times. I was on his Wikipedia one night, don't even ask what I did. And apparently he does some like sign, which obviously the Celtic fans like. Which is like, I don't know what, if it's an IRA sign or something. Mm. And he'd done it once and he got banned for it. And the next season he'd done it again to the Rangers fans.
Oh,
well, and then he got like a big massive fan, like nearly inciting a riot.
Yeah. He'd be a hero with the Celtic fans.
Yeah,
wouldn't
I know.
That's what I mean. Like, if you're a hero for one of them. I was literally watching him last night, Lonnie, just thinking, lad, he'll be a legend now for scoring that goal to the final. Yeah. You know what I mean? Incredible. Like, their fans are just incredible.
What's been your favourite goal you've scored in your career?
Probably, I'd say Paderborn, because it.
Yeah.
Thingy, but like when I was like Sunday League and that, I remember scoring like 12 in one game in Camp Hill once, but I'd done some kid proper dirty once. It's been me better, lad. I think it's on like, remember when everyone Blackberries and that?
Yeah.
I think it's still on me, one of my Blackberries, like on like the SIM card, not the SIM card, the memory, whatever thing that one used to get it, like extra storage. I think it was under 18s, lad. I've McGee, like, been played in and behind, yeah. So I've just kept the ball in, but I'm on the byline, touchline, obviously their keeper, and the centre half, lad, I've played with this lad, yeah, he's like 2 years older than me, don't know why I'm not saying his name, because I've done him dirty, you know what I mean? So anyway, I've got to the byline, so obviously you'd think that you'd just like hold it, or like try and win a corner or whatever, or pass it back to like the fullback, but lad, I've just, something in me, I just clicked and I've McGeady spinning, yeah. Remember Berbatov when he kept it online, he flicked
yeah,
it,
yeah,
but I've McGeady spinned and it's went through his legs and I've got it the other side, yeah. And I've just whacked it top stand, like stanchion from a dodge, like a mad angle.
Yeah.
I was like, what, I'm heavy that, like, sick, do you know what I mean? But that was like, for the, I think I played up as well, I was like 16 then, for, like for the youth team. And yeah, I've played that lad now for, he was at Crewe. And everywhere, I was at Blackpool with him as well, and Crewe. And I remember saying, lad, do you remember that goal? Lad, he remembers it. Though, you know?
Having nightmares about it.
Yeah, it was sick though, but he's always been my teammate. I've never, actually, I can play against him this year in this league, so I'm going to try on him, don't I?
Do you know what? I bet you've been asked this question loads. I'm going to have to ask you. Mm. Do you know, because you're on FIFA, do you get given a 99 rated card for your own ultimate team?
Well, I've never been given any card, me.
No, because I
think all the big, like the big boys, like on the Prem teams, probably, you know what I mean, probably have, like, but I've never been given any card.
I thought, like, if you were a pro, I just presumed if you're on FIFA, you got given like the 99 card for your own club.
That's what I mean. Well, I don't know how many FIFAs I've been on, like, you know what I mean, but I've never been given nothing. That's me, just used to get it free. I'm still waiting for me free copy now, like, you know what I mean? But I've never been given nothing apart from the actual game, like.
Yeah, that's mad. I wonder if people watching for that too. I just presume
I didn't know that, like, myself.
No, I get given like loads of people, like, say they play like a pro, they like take a picture of the team and it's like 99 rated player.
Yeah, I'm shit. To be honest, used to love FIFA, but since I've had kids, I haven't got time to.
Yeah.
I used to play FIFA all the time. After every session, I used to go to our Callum's and used to have this set up in his Mars house, and like this red room, lad. We used to just play against each other for hours, lad. We used to terrorise him, though. me, like my three best mates, my cousin Callum, Dom and Joe. Obviously Joe was terrible at FIFA and so was Dom, but Callum used to give me an half decent game to FIFA.
What was it like training with Esso and Lukaku or Evan?
Well, Lukaku used to like teach you.
Yeah.
He used to sound like a Yank as well, he speaks like American, weird, you know. But I didn't really want to score that goal in that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I trained a couple of times with them. And then when I made my debut, went alone, didn't I, for the me rest remaining 6 months.
Yeah.
So like when I would train, I think I've trained with like I play saying the most with them that pre season, but obviously I thought signed late on. So yeah. I didn't really train with them as much, do you know what I mean?
What was his sessions like, Martinez?
Decent, yeah.
Would you say he's the best manager you've had in terms of that?
Not for me, nah.
No.
I will. No, because the deal he offered me. No, I'd probably say the best manager I've had was probably Mark Warburton.
Yeah.
I think he was boss, you know what I mean? And apart from like the coaches when I was a kid at the academy, Stephen Robinson was good at Motherwell. Had a bit of a coming to do with him the second year, but nah, he was good. I think this manager, Crudo, he's going to be good, you know, he's only young. But he wants to play football, I think, at the minute. Obviously, the lads aren't playing well because he hasn't got his main players, quite a few lads injured, but I think this manager will be good, you know. He didn't really have like a career, but you can see that like, he'll be a good manager. Like.
Yeah, do you know when a new manager comes in, do you sort of have to earn the players' respect? Like, do you think he's playing up to the players sometimes? Like, when if a manager comes in, like the same way a player would to impress a manager?
It's more us. We get like a... Because I've played for quite a few clubs, you know what I mean? Normally when a manager gets sacked, it's like, I feel like, what? Some fella's just got he's just been sacked from his job because of me. But once you come in, you need to like, because he's just got a whole different, mindset, hasn't he, compared to the old manager. So they're not his players. He just came into this new club and so everyone gets a pick up, every single player. So that's why you see, like, obviously a manager gets sacked and the next day they end up winning or going on a run, the team.
Yeah.
So you do get a proper pick me up, but just a mad one. I've had a few clubs where new managers come in. It's an horrible feeling, but then it's a good feeling. It's just a mad feeling. Like.
Yeah, when he gets sacked, did he come in and like sort of say bye to everyone, or are you just gone?
Nah, they're just gone.
That must be mad, that.
Yeah, weird. And then you text them.
Yeah.
It's a bit
and then
shit,
never speak again.
Yeah. Keep in touch, like, and you don't.
Yeah.
Must have happened three. I think I've had three managers who've been sacked, and it's just shit. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like,
you ever text a manager saying like, "Oh, can I come to that club?" Or is that like not allowed? Is that like tapping up? Is it whatever it's called?
Is it a manager texting you?
Yeah.
That's actually happened to me. A manager phoning me and like saying, "Do you want to come in that?" But
yeah.
I've never been in a situation where I'm texting a manager saying, "Can I come?" You know what I mean? That's where your ego comes into it. You know what I mean? But nah, it's just that's happened to me in the past where managers are phoning me, not like.
Yeah.
Do you know when you've joined all the clubs, you ever had to do like an initiation song and that?
Yeah.
Oh, what songs have you had to do?
I've went from "Build Me Up, Buttercup" to the after we sing now. Hey, is it Hey Jude? Yeah, Hey Jude, because of our Jude. Because obviously my son's called Jude. That's just me go to is Hey Jude now. Yeah. And obviously I've played for quite a few teams, so I don't mind it now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm coming into like my age now, and there's younger players. So they don't even, some of them don't even know what the Beatles are, do you know what I mean? Which is disrespectful towards fellow scouts, like scouts, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's like, I'm seeing scholars now who were like born in 2000, like I'm 10, like 2005 and I'm like, what?
Yeah, that lad the other day was 15, played for Arsenal.
Yeah.
I think he's born in 2007.
That's wow.
Scary that.
I know.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Mad.
What's the worst song you've ever seen someone do for like an initiation song?
I hate it though, it's proper cringy. I just get up singing and just get off, do you know what I mean? But there's people who like proper belt it out and think that they're funny, and it's not, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some people who can really sing. There's actually a young lad, a crew, who brought his guitar and had a go in his car. He does gigs, so people actually pay him to go. Like, he plays for crew, I think he's a young lad. So obviously he's playing footy, but then he'll gig and that.
That's mad.
Yeah, sick though, innit? Like, sort of two talents.
You can imagine a footballer doing that. Like, if you're playing footy, you think, oh, yeah, you're sorted.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It is incredible. Like, you hear some mad stories about like people like working. Like, there was a lad of crew who was working in a Chinese restaurant and playing for crew at the same time.
Is he a pro?
He was a pro, but he was just standing in a few quid.
That's so mad.
But it is mad. Like, Ricky Lambert was like in a factory or something, man.
Yeah.
So it is mad, like some thingies. Well, you know, he had to swear to Chinese restaurant. I think he was a scholar at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when he became pro, I think he'd been to Chinese restaurant. But nah.
Imagine someone recognised him. Yeah. Like he'd work in the channel and he'd be like, what?
Have you ever had like a mad encounter with someone recognising you anyway?
When I've done Paddy's podcast, quite a few people come thingy now.
Yeah.
But when I was in Scotland, because it's a top league, because it's their first division, so yeah. they have like an equivalent of Match of the Day up there. So obviously you'd be on that. And obviously Match of the Day down here, yeah. This is like it's the best, yeah. Isn't it? Mm. So in Scotland, you'd walk through Glasgow and the odd people would come.
Yeah,
which was good.
Are they always like positive or are they negative? Something?
Nah, they were positive. Like to be fair, I don't think I've ever had like a bad encounter with a fan. Like, I think if you played for, but I've never seen anything like it. So I remember going for a scrum with Scott Arfield when I first went to Glasgow, when I didn't realize how big Rangers and Celtic were.
Mm.
We went for something to eat and we're crossing the road and lad, like these two, we were in like quite a nice like area. So you wouldn't think like people would say anything, but these well dressed women. Just went Scotty, like, so it was a bit mad. That's when I first realised how fucking big like they are up there. You know what I mean?
Who's Motherwell's like? Derby, the rivals.
Hamilton.
What was that like as a derby?
Motherwell actually got really good fans. Motherwell's fans are really good, but Hamilton, the fans are terrible.
Are they the one that don't have like a stand behind a goal or something like that?
Yeah. Terrible. I've been sent off against them.
In the derby, yeah.
What for?
It's just stupidness. I think I kicked the ball away, got a yellow card, and then the second one was like...
What's it like being sent off?
I've been sent off.
You regret it straight away?
I've been sent off three times in my career. One of them I shouldn't have got sent off. The other two, yeah. But it's just horrible.
What did you do for the other
Especially,
one?
Especially, the Motherwell one was the worst. I felt like the manager came at me. The manager proper flipped on me and that. It was derby. I got sent off before half time. Lad, a few of the players came up to me and that. I couldn't even say sorry because no one like they're coming at you.
Yeah.
Like had big Declan Gallagher come up to me going, "You fucking stupid dickhead." in a Scottish accent as well. And my manager was from Northern Ireland, so these are all accents which like they're angry. Do you know what I mean? Well, I've just been sent off in the derby. It was a bit heavy, but I scored like in that league. You play against the teams like three or four times, don't you? Which is a bit mad. But I scored like I think I was like 2-2 as well. So and I knew I could score goals against Hamilton, and we were obviously trying to get in Europe. And I got sent off in that game, which was a bit heavy. Like,
how much is the fine for like a red card at like Scottish like league level?
It depends on the club. I don't even know what he fined me, you know.
Did the club fine you or
did you get fined? When I got fined, I was on loan and my other club sending off Bolton and Fleetwood and Phil Parkinson and at Bolton. He said he was going to fine me 2 weeks' wage. And Uwe Rosler said,
bloody hell, that's
And Uwe Rosler said he was going to fine me 2 weeks' wage. And lad, he actually never fined me 2 weeks' wage, lad. So,
are you lads? Sick.
Well, lad, I think they probably couldn't because I was obviously getting paid off me mate, well, Burnley. I was at Burnley, man. I was on loan with them two teams.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Do you know that Osler?
Rosler.
Yeah.
Who was he at?
He was a City psycho, ain't he?
Was he Wolves manager at one point?
He was Brentford manager. He's been a German club managing.
Is he bald?
Yeah.
Didn't he go for like a stage of being at loads of clubs?
Leeds. He went to Leeds.
Yeah.
Lad, he was good manager. I loved him under him, but then we fell out as well.
So once you fall out with a manager, is there normally no going back from it?
No. Depends how you'd fall out, but I've seen like lads who've literally been at the never playing for me again, so I end up being like the one of the main players.
Yeah, that's mad. It's like fickle really, innit?
Yeah.
It's like we're fans, innit?
Yeah, it is horrible. We shouldn't one of me regrets is obviously falling out with Joey because he was me mate and me teammate, but just mad, innit?
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Do you want any more questions? Or
we have a name section, name a random Premier League baller.
Like a forgotten one.
Yeah. A random Premier League baller. And this can be back in the day.
Literally any.
Like as obscure as you can get that no one will remember.
Oh,
you've actually said a good one before. Stelios was a good one before.
Stelios, big Stelios. I might go with another slapper. Oh. Big Pascal Seagan.
Who did he play for?
Wow. How old are you?
21.
Yeah, 21 as well.
You don't remember Pascal Seagan?
Pascal what? Seagal?
Pascal Seagan.
No, I don't remember
the big centre half for Arsenal.
No.
No, that I'm usually quite on the
That's
ball.
A good one, that, yeah. Well, that is probably one of the best ones we've had, yeah.
Who are you having a show at,
random? Oh, there's nothing new come to me. A random one.
I'm having Figueroa.
Would you go first? Nah, I had Figueroa a few weeks ago. You can't have that.
Figueroa. Remember, then he scored a worldie.
Yeah, halfway there.
Remember that. Wigan. Yeah.
He's going to go for Stephen Davis.
Edgar Davids.
That's not really random.
That's a thing you want
there. That's not really.
Can I not have that?
Nah.
I go, I have another one now. Emerson Boyce.
Emerson Boyce.
Little Wiggins.
Yeah.
Titus Brump.
Big Titus, remember him?
And we normally get finished up with what's your favourite pint? Or like
drink?
Yeah.
Alhambra.
What's that?
Gookia.
I've never heard, have you heard of that?
Spanish beer, lad.
Nah, that's the first time we've had them.
Yeah. They do the bottles are strong as anything, to be honest. The kids got christened and I end up getting a few crates. So I think a few of Chloe's family had a few and they were a bit worse for wear, like, but, well, I literally just got back from York, like, last week and they do it on draft, like, do you think they do it on draft in 10th Street? I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
I know they do, like, the bottles in 10th Street, but,
I'll have to give that a whirl.
Yeah, it's strong.
Yeah.
I don't drink, like, because I'm a footy player, though.
Yeah. Should I have any advice for, like, a younger player?
Yeah, to be fair, just don't give a fuck about what anyone thinks and just go at it yourself, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just think about you. Just that, like, when I was a kid, like, I used to, like, be intimidated by, like, certain other players, you know, when you were older than me and stuff like that, but in the day, just think about yourself, do you know what I mean? And just go at it for yourself, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks very much for that, mate.
Yeah, sweet.
Nice one. Remember to like and subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. It really helps.
Thanks very much.
Nice one.